This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the technology and health, PR, and marketing channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Eric Meyer, who is an author, speaker, blogger, sometimes teacher, and co-founder of An Event Apart, the design conference for people who make websites. His experiences within the medical industry as a patient advocate for his daughter created a driving passion to improve medical design. Eric, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Now, you're more than welcome. So for starters, what is An Event Apart?
So this is a conference that a colleague and I co-founded. It's a design and development conference for web professionals, people who have been doing web design and development for a number of years. And we like to think it's the premier conference of its kind, but of course we would think that. But it's a conference where attendees tell us that they come to find out not only how to do their jobs better right now, but also how they're going to be doing their jobs in a year or two. And so we have a number of shows around the United States every year. In fact, the next one is coming up very soon.
Excellent. And a lot of what you do revolves around the design world. This includes your business as well as your driving passion to improve medical design. Why is improving medical design important to you?
Well, to a large degree, it's because it's symptomatic of what I'm finding a wider problem. But my middle daughter, Rebecca, was discovered quite suddenly to have brain cancer in August of 2013. And I was suddenly, my wife and I and our whole family really were suddenly thrust into that situation of trying to cope with that. And along the way, I started to notice basically design decisions, and not necessarily visual design decisions, but in a lot of cases experience design decisions that hadn't been made, and they might have made sense for a lot of cases, but they didn't make sense in emergency cases, and these were medical design decisions. So as an example, we were on vacation when this was discovered, and so quite suddenly our daughter was being life flighted to Philadelphia, which is a city we don't live in. We don't even live anywhere near. And we were going to join her. We, couldn't go on the life flight helicopter. And so going, trying to get to the hospital and find out what to do, it was literally the middle of the night. And, we pulled up the hospital website, and there was nothing on it that said, if you're coming here unexpectedly, this is what you need to know. Right? Which you would think any hospital would have that, because people are going to be on their way to the hospital, unexpectedly. For whatever reason. And so that's just one example, but I started to notice other places where, designs, things had been designed in certain ways that didn't make sense for users of that service in situations like ours. And I also saw some successes. I don't want to make it seem like the medical community is completely oblivious to this problem. But that sort of became the passion, and because I had spent so much time around web design, it's been more than 20 years now. I started to analyze what I was experiencing from sort of on that level, in addition to just trying to cope with what was happening.
And the name An Event Apart certainly does take real meaning after hearing that story. Now, if you would change one thing related to medical design right now, what would you do?
It would be to elevate the visibility or the priority of what designers tend to call edge cases, which is oftentimes a term that a designer uses to refer to a use case they don't want to think about or they don't want to try to deal with. So, there's Amy Cueva of MadPat, who's actually one of the organizers of HX Refactored, which is a medical design conference I'm speaking at soon. I was talking with her, and she gave me an actually very good way of thinking about this, which is there's design. You can design for frequency of use, like frequent use, and you can design for urgent use, and the best designs actually handle both. But so much of design, and this is design in general, but in medical design as well, and this is one thing I would change in medical design is the designs are created for frequent use, and they rarely, if ever, deal with urgent use. Now, that's not necessarily true when it comes to like the actual physical implements of medicine. You know, things like injectors. Those are designed, you know, to be able to be used very easily in any situation, including urgent situations. But when it comes to experience design, when it comes to websites, when it comes to the layout of hospitals, the signage in hospitals, the wayfinding or the lack of wayfinding in a lot of hospitals, all those sorts of things, there isn't really a design for urgent use. And if you've ever been in a hospital you're not familiar with, it's often almost impossible to find your way around. I've been in hospitals where literally the entire staff has been trained to look for, while they're walking around the hospital, look for people who seem to be lost and ask them if they can help them find where they need to go. Because the signage, the wayfinding is completely inadequate. They've actually recruited their entire staff to address that problem, which, okay, it's great that they've actually recognized that they have that problem, but my feeling is fix the wayfinding, right? And then, you know, then the staff can help people who are still lost. And you know, when it comes to websites, you know, make it so that people who are in an urgent situation don't feel lost and confused when they're trying to find information on the website. You know, if I'm coming to a hospital, if I'm rushing to a hospital at midnight, right, like have some way of telling me, here's how you get into the hospital, right? Here's where you should go park if it's late at night, and here's how the parking system works, and here's where you go to find out where to go next. Right, really clear and simple. And I've been on a whole lot of hospital websites in the past 2 years, and I've never seen one that does this well or even tries to do it at all.
Today we're speaking with Eric Meyer, co-founder of An Event Apart, the design conference for people who make websites, and has joined us today here on eHealth Radio's technology, health, PR, and marketing channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. As a patient advocate, what are you doing currently to help improve healthcare?
Well, really, it's hammering away on this point. Initially, I sort of assumed that this was a discussion that was happening in the medical design community, and I talked to some people, and none of them really knew of anyone who was making this case. So now I'm making this case. I'm coming to HX Refactored to do a presentation on this. I've done a little bit of writing about it. I plan to do some more. Basically to make the case for, you know, within the medical field and kind of in the general design field that, you know, this is something that design does not do well, this trying to handle urgent cases, crisis situations, basically, and to make the case that this needs to be more central, not the sole thing that we do, but closer to the center of what is done, and, you know, particularly in the medical field. I mean, you know, most hospitals have departments with the word urgent in their name, like urgent care, and yet they don't design for those urgent cases, and that's what I'm pushing to change, because, you know, once that becomes sort of a part of the mission, the design mission, then there are a lot more benefits than probably even I can imagine, right? I know of how it would have helped in the situations that I experienced, and I can imagine other situations where this sort of thing would help, but there are probably, you know, there are ways of applying this to help patients and to help patient advocates that I haven't even thought of and that I probably couldn't imagine. Those are actually things I'm interested in finding out from people that I talk to.
On April 1st, I understand that you're scheduled to speak at HX Refactored, a conference that draws thought leaders and entrepreneurs from the design, technology, and health industries. You're scheduled to speak on a panel titled Patient-Centered Design, Core Values in Healthcare. What do you plan to discuss at this time?
Pretty much my presentation will start with describing how I ended up, basically the situation with my daughter, suddenly being life-flighted to a hospital in a city that we knew nothing about, and what I saw and how it could be better, how it could have been better, ways that we could have been helped in our situation. And then I'm also going to talk about some actual design success stories that I've found. The idea being to give, you know, here's a failure and here's a success, and, you know, between these two things we can imagine a path forward to try to make this better so that we have fewer of the failures and more of the successes when it comes to helping people who are in these sorts of situations. It's a lot to pack into 20 minutes, and I'm hoping that I'll have time to get in my last few slides, which actually shows some concrete examples of how this sort of testing can be done, you know, with testers who may not themselves be in crisis. But I think I've got it ready to go.
Certainly sounds like an event to attend without a question, especially in the healthcare industry. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners along the lines of our discussion today?
So one of the things that I'll give a little preview here of the talk, one piece of it, which is one of the things that I'm going to talk about is there's a very common design technique known as personas, which is where you come up with sort of these ideas of the kinds of people who might use a service or a product or whatever. And what I'm, in addition to advising that people expand their personas a bit, you know, maybe add a persona of someone who's not, someone who's like, you know, in the middle of a crisis, also creating context into which each of the personas is set. Because what you might find with different contexts is that some user personas, those are personas of users who might not even be using your service or product in that particular context. You know, as an example, if you know, somebody who's coming for a routine checkup at a doctor's office will not be coming in the middle of the night, whereas someone who's in, you know, in crisis might be coming to a hospital in the middle of the night. And so, you know, when it comes to parking information and where to go for information, you know, that varies by time. And so by having those, you know, in this case, time-based contexts, you can actually effectively multiply the number of personas you're working with, but also understand how design decisions that seem really successful might actually fail if you take them out of the sort of unstated assumption of a context, you know, the coming in the middle of the day sort of thing. You just, you know, if it's the middle of the night, how does that change? You know, do certain types of users not even show up, or the ones that do show up, you know, do they need different information? Should there be a different, basically, experience design? So that, you know, that's something that really any designer can use, and it's something I'm going to have some concrete examples of how that would have helped during the talk. And you know, it's just in a lot of ways, I think maybe the final thought is that the idea here is to be empathetic. There's talk sometimes about how design needs to be empathetic. You have to have empathy for your users. But I think what I would like to have happen is for that empathy to be extended to more than sort of the idealized user in the idealized setting, which is what we, you know, what designers tend to think of. So to think, you know, here's somebody who's, you know, needs to do this thing or use this thing when they're completely distracted and they're stressed and they're harried and it's, you know, they're on a, you know, they're in the middle of a driving rainstorm, you know, instead of a bright sunny day. And how does that change what we should tell them or how this experience should go? You know, those are the sorts of things that I think can really strengthen design and strengthen what designers produce. And so that's what I hope people take away from this.
Well, Eric, you're certainly bringing solutions to real-life problems in critical moments of many people's lives, and I really appreciate what you're doing here and what An Event Apart is also doing. Where can folks get more information about An Event Apart or to be potentially in contact with you as well?
So our website for An Event Apart is aneventaparts.com, or if you just do a Google search for An Event Apart, it should be one of the first hits. We also have a Twitter account, An Event Apart. I'm personally on Twitter at MeyerWeb, Facebook at MeyerWeb. MeyerWeb.com is my website, and you know, that's basically, if you search for MeyerWeb, I'm pretty easy to find. So hopefully, if anyone listening has an example of a you know, a success story, you know, a case where in the medical field they had a really great design experience because someone had taken into account, you know, being in crisis or, you know, I would love to hear from them because I'd like to have more success stories. I don't want my writing and my talks to be all about this is where it's going wrong. You know, it's much better to say here are examples of how to do this right, and you know, this the rest of us can extrapolate from that. So that would be great.
Most certainly, Eric. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed being here.
The pleasure certainly ours as well. We've been speaking with Eric Meyer, co-founder of An Event Apart, the design conference for people who make websites. And once again, the websites of reference, it's aneventapart.com as well as meyerweb.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the technology, health, PR, and marketing channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.